Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Good morning, Washington, D.C. What up, everybody? Time to get up and at 'em here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. You are listening to D.C. Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and of course in Richmond, streaming 910 AM, 105.1 FM. I'm your host, Adam Epstein. And we're always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today like I do and use it for free. Anytime you get the Odyssey app, you have the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. I was able to rewind on the Odyssey app to check out the Junkies Holiday Show. And happy holidays, everybody. This will be my last Saturday show of the year. I look forward to being part of some happier Commanders times in 2026, as we'll go around the NFL today on The Fan with AWOD's picks and my playoff prediction. Rams, Bills. If I had to pick a Super Bowl today, right now, that's what I would say. I've never felt so good about a team after a loss. That's how I felt about the Rams on Thursday night after their overtime loss to the Seahawks. I feel like that's the Super Bowl right now in my mind. Things can obviously change. We got the college football playoffs already underway. I've got my bracket, and we had a hell of a game last night. We will focus in on the Commanders and their game today against the Eagles. You know, it's not every Saturday that we get to do a Commanders game day. And, of course, it sucks because this is round two of the meaningless 2025 NFC East Tournament. The meaningless 2025 NFC East Tournament. But yet it fired me up hearing that from Dan Quinn. I talked to you guys last week, and I said for the first time in a while, I was rooting for the Giants, rooting for a Commanders defeat. They got the win, and you know what? There was enough bright spots like Bill, like Mikey Sainristil, Ben Sinnott catching a pass, that I am now back in on rooting for the Commanders to get the win. The other thing is I am desperate to ruin Jerry Jones's Christmas. And if the Eagles win, his Christmas is ruined 5 days too early. We need Dallas to win on Sunday. We need Washington to win today, and then Washington to win again on Christmas and spoil the Cowboys' season. You guys know I like to make this the most interactive radio show ever. 1-800-636-1067. That's 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. I will ask you guys what the offseason approach should be for Washington. Would you re-sign all of these veterans here that we have and basically run it back with Eckler, run it back with Ertz, Wagner, and the other veterans and act like this awful, horrible, terrible season just didn't happen, as it truly was derailed by injuries, but there were other factors at play. You can always tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. How about Alabama coming from behind to take down Oklahoma in the first round of this season's 12-team college football playoffs. That is what fans dream about, right? I mean, I was locked into my television last night for that game at 17-0, and I did have Alabama on my bracket. I was worried, but they made an awesome defensive play and got back into it and really did flip the momentum. And that's just round one, right? This is exactly what I personally dreamed about for years when we were subject to the dumb BCS system. And just like a lot of you listeners, you know, I grew up in Northern Virginia, and I think there's a good college football fan base in Northern Virginia, and a lot of them root for Virginia Tech. I grew up rooting for Virginia Tech. I didn't go there, but my neighbors did. Friends of my family did, and so I loved Michael Vick, Tyrod Taylor, and the Hokies for a long time, even though I didn't go there, and it turned me into a huge college football fan. But I never had extreme passion for one university. And when Pat White and Steve Slayton were winning games at West Virginia, I thought they were the coolest thing that ever happened. And I had the video game, and I got to know almost every player on that roster, and it made me a huge West Virginia fan. And I loved the Pete Carroll dynasty at USC. Fred Davis, my man, Fred Davis, Matt Leinart, Reggie Bush, the Tush Bush, into the end zone there. So I've loved college football for so long, but I will say every year I hated the way it would end. And I never understood bowl culture. I never understood bowl culture at the college level. And maybe that's because I didn't have the experience of going to a football university for college. But you get, you know, the Cheez-Its Bowl, the Pop-Tart Bowl, and, of course, the Rose Bowl, the Sugar Bowl. I just never understood the bowl culture. But the college football playoffs, like, that just makes sense to me. That just makes sense to me. And I would be fine with expanding it. I'm not for expanding it right now. Just to cater to Notre Dame. I actually want them to do 12 teams next year just to not let Notre Dame get in for no reason. But this is exactly what I've wanted my entire life as a college football fan. A playoff-type bracket for college football. It's so exciting. Last night got me so pumped up for today's games. And it feels like there's been a lot of talk this week in media about the college football playoffs. And, of course, if you probably heard an awful, terrible rant by Joel Klatt, and I don't understand why, you know, he's one of the faces of college football media. To hype up the CFP, he feels like he needs to tear down the NCAA tournament. That's not the right way to go about this thing. I think both things can be great, and people can be college basketball and college football fans, and NFL fans and college football fans. And all the talk about, are these truly the best 12 teams in football? And is it fair that there are not one, but two G5 teams in? I don't really compare about anybody complaining. I do not care about your complaints at all. I just can't wait for the games. And who doesn't love a Cinderella story? Who doesn't like to root for an upset, like to root for a team to come from behind? Everybody loves an underdog. And so, does JMU or Tulane need to win their game to justify getting into this tournament? Hell no. Absolutely not. I don't even think they need to keep it close to justify getting in. JMU had a 12-1 season, won the Sun Belt, and their Sun Belt championship was considered one of the top five P5 championships because Duke won in the lousy ACC this year, and Tulane got in as the G5 team. They don't need to keep it close to justify anything. Just last year, we had the number 8 overall seed win the whole thing. Last night, the number 8 overall seed lost in the opening round. That's as exciting as it can get right there. It's not going to be the same from year to year, even though I'll tell you my bracket has the same winner from last year. I'm not sure it's going to be as chalk as some people think, but I just don't understand anybody that's complaining about this. Like, the whole thing about there's not the best 12 teams in, I mean, we all remember the years in which you had to be the top two teams. Oh, the third best team wasn't good enough. Then we expanded to 4, and the fifth best team wasn't good enough. And now you got 10-2 teams upset that they're not in. I have no complaints about it. I think the one thing that I would ask them to change is the fact that the whole opening round
is not played on the same day. I think they could make it sort of like the NCAA tournament, which is so exciting, where that first Thursday where everybody's locked in. And for football, it would probably be this Saturday. And they've got, you know, 12, 3:30, and the late game. But I think you could do 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock kick, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock. You could maybe do a 12 noon kick, a 2 o'clock, a 4 o'clock, and an 8 o'clock, and then have them overlap a little bit, just like the college basketball. That's, I think, what makes it so exciting. I love this. I love this so much, and I'm for expansion as long as you keep getting in more smaller conference teams and not just the SEC or the Big Ten. And this is just year two of the 12-team college football playoffs. Make it better, sure. But I'm fine with what we have right now as well, and I really don't think that people complaining make any sense. The schedule is the one thing that's also wonky. They want to get that New Year's Eve and New Year's game, no matter the day of the week. So we have today's games, and then the next round is actually in 10 and 11 days. Those are Thursday and Fridays. And then the following week, after that, we have Monday, January 19th, the championship. I mean, I'll probably be focused on the NFL playoffs by then. And so I think we're getting to the point where you might have to eliminate conference championship games. They don't mean as much anymore with the expanded playoffs here, and then you can move everything up. Because if I'm UVA, I would argue, what the heck did we need that championship game for? We had already proved that we were the ACC champions of the regular season with the best record in the conference, and we played a meaningless game against Duke and got ourselves knocked out of the college football playoffs and locked out on probably $50 million. So my one thing that I have a complaint about this college football playoffs is, yes, it started last night, and it started with the greatest possible start you could have, an unbelievable comeback. And December 19th is the start, and we're going to go for a full month to January 19th with so many days off. Like, the college basketball thing can go on and on because we're getting 4 out of the 7 days a week. There's games, right? It's not like 2 and then a full 10 days off. So there's adjustments that will need to be made, but I'm totally okay with getting a G5 team in, and for this season, getting two G5 teams in. I don't think they need to prove themselves by being in this game. It's already unfair, really, that JMU has to go to Eugene and play in Oregon, and that Tulane has to play in Ole Miss. I think I would have those as neutral sites if I really wanted to make it fair. Right, as Joel Klatt kept talking about fair on his podcast this week. But this is exactly what I've always wanted as a kid. I've never been the biggest college football fan, but I've always loved it. And I think I would be bigger if I went to a university that had a football school. But I'm locked in. I loved that game last night. A terrific comeback from Alabama. I hope you filled out your bracket. I've got mine. I'll give you my thoughts when we return. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Happy holidays, everybody. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the Odyssey app. That's where you can check me out Monday through Friday from 12 to 3 p.m. You can also check out Best of AWOD Radio, the podcast available for you on your ride home. Phone lines are open throughout the show. Did you watch that Alabama-Oklahoma game last night? Give us your thoughts. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. You're listening to AWOD Radio. We got Metal Chris running the ones and twos. And I heard you were part of the production helping up the Junkies drinking show, Junkies holiday show yesterday. Maybe we can get into that a little bit later. But I know you watched Alabama, Oklahoma, and you're like me. You're a big college football fan, but never been locked into one team, really, because you went to George Mason, right?
Yeah, I went to Mason, so I always followed the basketball more also because I used to run a March Madness pool every year.
Nice.
So,
well, I'm running my own college football bracket for this year. I got a few of the guys from the station involved, a few of the people from Odyssey Richmond as well, and I filled out a bracket. But, I mean, how about that game last night, Chris? Alabama 3-3 and outs to start the game. Like, that's as bad as you could start a game.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of over when it was 17-0. I was like, Alabama's going to score, but I didn't think they were going to go, 27 unanswered or something.
Yeah, I mean, it was just wild. So both teams put on really good defensive efforts in the first half there. Oklahoma eventually broke free from Alabama's clutches and put together an 8-play, 59-yard drive to make it 7-0. And then 3-and-out by Alabama, their second straight 3-and-out, and Oklahoma gets into field goal range. This is the desperation drive, and they go 3 plays, 7 yards. Another 3-and-out. Oklahoma, 8 plays, 63 yards, and into the end zone. And that's when Alabama certainly had their backs against the wall. They were able to put together a 9-play, 75-yard touchdown drive, forced a punt, got a quick field goal, and then the pick six changed everything just before the half. And a game that was 17-0, 17-0 with 10 minutes to go before the half became 17-all and up for grabs in the entire second half. And the second half was a bloodbath. It was a defensive battle in which, you know, it was hard to really come up with big plays. Both teams really struggled to run the ball. I mean, the box score is wild. It's 55 rushing yards for Oklahoma, 28 rushing yards for Alabama, as both quarterbacks took a knocking for sure. I was a bigger fan of John Mateer coming into this game, but there was all the talk about the thumb injury, and he was kind of sidearm slinging it. It didn't really look like he was the most comfortable, and then he had one that was big pass. He just threw it straight into the offensive lineman for Alabama last night. It was like he couldn't see over the line. Ty Simpson.
I was wondering about that, though. I was like, because they are the same colors, do you think he just got, like, thrown off?
I don't think so. I think he...
He threw it right at him.
I know. I think he really thought... He was, like, anticipating that it was going to slide past him. Look, Mateer was kind of off all game. It was just, I'm a big fan of Mateer, and at one point this season, he was my Heisman favorite. But the injury, I don't think he's been quite the same since then, and it did feel like he was pressing a little bit in the second half. But, yeah, I mean, he threw it right into the guy's face. Ty Simpson on the other side, 18 of 29. He, you know, was rocky at first, and then he got going, and Lazier Brooks was a superstar for Alabama at wide receiver. But I think the difference in this game, because these two teams played a few weeks ago, was the return of the big tight end, Josh Cuevas, for Alabama. I mean, that big boy caught four passes for 43 yards. All of them were in big spots in this game, in big moments. And Alabama prevails in the second half as Oklahoma's kicker just completely botches this game. They had a chance to cut the lead to one possession. He misses the field goal. They get the ball back. He has a chance to cut the lead to one possession. He misses the field goal. And, I mean, this was a kicker that was supposed to be really good coming into it. So he botches it for Oklahoma, and Alabama survives to advance. And last year, the number 8 overall seed won it all. This year, the number 8 overall seed is down in the first round. As we get to my college football playoff bracket, if you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. So I did have Alabama in the next round, so my bracket is still perfect. I'm sure it won't remain that way for very much longer, as there are three games to be played today. We'll start with the 12 noon game, and this is probably the most exciting game on the schedule today. I mean, it is the 10 seed against the 7 seed. We see that as an exciting matchup in college basketball, especially given the fact that Notre Dame, who complained basically the last 2 weeks here, lost to both Miami and Texas A&M. You know, it's the SEC against the ACC, but it's also a coach at Texas A&M that had success in the ACC in Mike Elko. So a good coaching matchup there. I think you give the quarterback nod to Miami and Carson Beck. I just think the team, Texas A&M, and the skill position players for Texas A&M are going to be able to make the bigger play here. And really, I think this game comes down to home field advantage. I mean, what do you think about that, Metal Chris, here? Is that too much of an advantage in college football for this opening round, even though Oklahoma lost at home, and that place was rocking last night, for the opening round higher seed to have it at home?
Yeah, I think that it's kind of weird. I've always felt that was weird when that kind of coincidentally happens in the college basketball brackets, too. It's kind of, I don't know, it just seems an unfair advantage. It should be a neutral field, I feel.
Yeah, I would like it to be neutral moving forward. I mean, that place is going to be rocking, College Station, and I've got A&M over Miami. I'm not sure that it'll end up being close in the second half. Tulane, Ole Miss. Look, if there was a game that I would have on upset alert, it's this game. Ole Miss without a coach. Tulane's coach is moving to Florida, but he is so focused and locked in on this. I don't think that it's getting enough press that he has already committed $100,000 to Tulane's NIL budget next year, as he will not be the coach. He'll be at Florida. He might take players with him, and he's going to help Tulane replenish their roster with $100,000. Good Guy of the Year award. And then, meanwhile, you have the AD for Ole Miss, who kicked out Lane Kiffin. I don't know how you can root for Ole Miss after that. I'm totally rooting for Tulane, but I'm a big fan of Kawan Lacy, the running back for Ole Miss. I do think that when you get these matchups here of G5 against P4 opponents, you look at the trenches. And if Ole Miss is able to run the football, this is going to be a long day for Tulane. Do love their quarterback, Jake Reslaff, and we'll see if this is his last game at Tulane. I kind of expect him to go to Florida with his coach. He was at P4 level last year at BYU, slinging it around there. So I think this is going to be a hell of a game here, but I would probably say that Ole Miss is going to be too strong. And I think the theme of today's games is going to be, for at least for me, picking the home team. So I've got Ole Miss over Tulane. JMU, the JMU Dukes are dancing into the college football playoffs. When they started this last year with 12 teams, I knew Dukes fans and Dukes alum, a bunch of my friends went to JMU, all dreamed of getting in. And this might be a once in a decade, might be once in a lifetime, might be once in a 20 years type of thing here for JMU. This is a massive opportunity on a national stage. And the problem is I think they got the matchup that is the biggest nightmare of all these matchups. I think Oregon's pissed, and I think Oregon is one of the top three teams in the entire bracket. I've got the Ducks rolling over JMU, and I'll stick with that as I move to the next round. I have Oregon over Texas Tech. Texas Tech into the next round as the Big 12 champion, but I'm sticking with the Big 10 as the better conference, and Oregon's been battle-tested this season, so I'm going with the Ducks to upset Texas Tech in my 5-4 matchup. Metal Chris, I originally filled this out on Thursday, and I gave out my results on AWOD Radio. And I gave them out on Thursday because I told everyone, I need to sleep on this. And the games aren't played till Friday night, and I think it's fair for me to be able to reveal my bracket on Thursday, sleep on it on Friday, and if I need to adjust anything during the show Friday, I can. Do you think that's fair?
Sure. I mean, unless you're basing it on injuries or like some sort of new injury report, sure. Sure, why not?
It was not that. It was the dream, not of Margot Robbie, like I thought I was going to have, but of Fernando Mendoza. I originally had Alabama beating Indiana, and then on Thursday night, it was like Mendoza woke me up in my sleep telling me to pick Indiana. And so I logged onto my app, and I changed my pick. I now have Indiana over Alabama because Fernando Mendoza woke me up in the middle of the night. We move over to the next round here of matchups. Ole Miss against Georgia. I got the Dogs in this one. I love Georgia this season. Ohio State will take on Texas A&M in my quarterfinals matchup there. I've got the Ohio State Buckeyes advancing, and I've got Ohio State over Georgia, and I will pick Oregon over Indiana in the rematch. It's hard to beat a same team twice in one season, and I've got the Ohio State Buckeyes being your back-to-back champions here for the national championship in the college football playoffs will be played on January 19th. If you want to give us your thoughts on the bracket, your thoughts on Alabama's win last night over Oklahoma, you can chime in. 1-800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. We are live and local here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, live and local here till 12:15, taking you up to the Capitals here on The Fan, and it is a Commanders game day. Now, I love this opportunity to be talking about my favorite football team here in all of the land, taking on the Eagles at home. Unfortunately, it's meaningless, and that certainly hurts a lot of my energy for this game. I still want Washington to win, and I'd love to see the young guys step up. We'll get into the Commanders-Eagles later on the show today. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and so I want to open up the phone lines right now, 1-800-636-1067. I want to hear from any JMU fans in the DMV, any JMU alum listening right now who are excited for this matchup, who have been waiting for this opportunity, JMU against Oregon. This is everything, right? If I went to JMU, I would say this is the dream. There's been a full week long, maybe 2 weeks basically, of people hating on JMU. JMU haters talking smack. A week long of people saying they don't belong. This isn't the opportunity of a lifetime. If you're a JMU fan, I want to hear from you. 1-800-636-1067. Even if you get smacked, you're watching your school, your university, on national television with the country watching. And I do think a JMU win would feel like a George Mason trip to the Final Four, like VCU to the Final Four. Making it to the Elite Eight in college football in the playoffs, that would be so big. And the money that comes with it would change JMU athletics forever. Coach Bob Chesney arrived in Harrisonburg less than 2 years ago, right? Kurt Cignetti is the number one overall seed now in this playoffs, in his second year at Indiana, and JMU's involved in this. I mean, how cool is that? He's got a championship squad already. Alonzo Barnett, quarterback, the Dudley Award winner, given out to the best D1 college football player in the state of Virginia. It's an awesome comeback story, as he was hurt last year and missed the bowl game. So, incredible coaching job by Bob Chesney. There's some magic right now in Harrisonburg with the way this program has been built up over the last 10 or 15 years. I feel like I've watched it myself. When my friends went to JMU, they were, you know, battling to make it to their championship at the FBS level. Now here we are, and we're getting ready for a college football playoff matchup against Oregon tonight. If you went to JMU, or you have a friend that went to JMU, or someone in your family went to JMU, or maybe you just love to party in Harrisonburg, give us your thoughts. I mean, how cool is this that your team has this opportunity here to be on a national stage against Oregon? And look, I'm going to say this right now, even though, yes, I already picked Oregon to win this game, I don't think this is like as talented a Oregon Ducks team as we've seen in the past. Dan Lanning is a great coach, and he's recruited well. I think he's had a lot more talented teams at Oregon, and they've started slow. Like, if you're a JMU fan, you rewatch that Oregon game at Iowa, they were butt lucky to advance and win that game. They were so lucky. 18-16, low-scoring game. They survived over Wisconsin, 21-17. How about Penn State, right? Penn State should have beat them this year. And this was one of the worst seasons Penn State has had in a decade. So this is not, you know, this is not the greatest Oregon Ducks team. I do think that if JMU can keep it a lower-scoring game, they could probably cover the 21-point spread here. This is such a massive opportunity for the Dukes. And, you know, like I didn't go to JMU. I didn't get in. That's why I didn't get in. I got waitlisted at JMU. I said, no, thank you. I'll go to VCU and be a Ram. But I went and visited JMU a few times when I was in school. Like I said, a bunch of my friends went there. I have a good time in Harrisonburg, and this is – I've always rooted for teams from Virginia. That's always been my thing. I root for the home teams. And this is one of the home teams here on a national stage with a roster that's filled with guys that have grew up in the DMV. I just think this is an awesome opportunity. We want to hear from you if you are a fan of the JMU Dukes. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Kelly in New England. Kelly, or New Northeast DC. Kelly, you're on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, man. Hey, great show.
Let me
just say this. I root hard for all local talent to get into these type games. And like I say, this guy has kept the program up and running since the guy, Cinetti, left to go to Indiana, which is a great, great story. Nobody's talking about the consistency that's been going on at JMU since the guy left.
Yeah.
He took players and still winning. And all I can hear is, oh, they don't belong, don't belong. That's the problem with football. Football doesn't recognize teams that win like basketball. Basketball gives the teams a chance to win a national championship. You got 4,000 got there in colleges on Division One. When did they start winning or they get a winning record? Well, you don't play the same season or you don't play the same teams at the SEC. You don't play this, don't play that. That ain't what this is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about winning, getting a chance because you're a Division One team to participate. All I like is the participation part, to be able to let the teams that supposed to be Division One schools get a chance to win. And if I could pull this miracle off, I hope JMU walk up here in Oregon and do what the damn things say they do. Win a game to make all this go away about somebody not supposed to be in it because they want Nilton, all the what we call blue buds. If it ain't, you know, Alabama ended up winning last night because got there and the coaching at Oklahoma just stunk because he wasn't supposed to lose that game at home like that, up 17-0. So now Alabama's in it. I'm going to tell you, they on the road. They going, I tell you right there, Indiana better wake up. They they better wake up because now Alabama got a taste of it. It's going to be hard to beat Alabama. It's going to be hard to beat them. And like I said, it's going to be hard to beat Oregon. You know, I ain't saying officials are part of the, you know, problem, but let me just say, it's going to be hard to beat them. You can't make no mistakes up in Oregon and win the game. You got to play pure football, winning football to beat them, that team.
Oh, absolutely. Kelly, and I appreciate the call, man. I think you made a great point, which is why I'm so excited for this. It's the participation, the fact that you get a chance, right? I mean, I think the part of the NCAA tournament that's so exciting every year is you could be in the Sun Belt, like JMU. You could be in the CAA, Conference USA, American. If you just win your damn conference tournament, you're in the big dance. And in football, it's never been that way. It's never been truly fair. You had to be one of the blue buds, one of the big conferences. But this gives everybody an opportunity to participate in the exciting dance that is the college football playoffs. So I'm super excited for this opportunity here for JMU. If you're a JMU fan, if you're a JMU alum, if you want to preview this game and talk about what kind of a miracle it would be for JMU to win or what it would do for the university. I mean, the money that would come with this, the national brand recognition that would come with a win over Oregon would change things forever. We want to hear from you. This is your opportunity of a lifetime. 1-800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, not 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Previewing JMU against the Oregon Dukes tonight from Eugene, Oregon. And everyone's going to talk about JMU's strength of schedule, but you know they did have a game against Louisville in the ACC, and they were in that game for, I think, three quarters of it. And they still were trying to figure out what they were doing at quarterback at that time. They were playing both Barnett and Matthew Sluko, who transferred into JMU from UNLV. So they were still trying to figure out who they were at that point in the season. They've been rolling since then, and I don't think people give JMU's defense enough credit. The defense has been terrific. They do not give up explosive plays. And they can get into the backfield and create havoc there. So I think the JMU defense is better than people give them credit for. And they have an offense that can run the ball, I think, at the P4 level. Not sure they can really air it out like that, as they're going to want to run the ball over and over again, and they're going to want to try to control time of possession, keep this game close. You don't want it to be a shootout if you're rooting for the JMU Dukes. This is just a massive opportunity, though. You're on the national stage with everybody watching. I do feel like even if you get smacked, you're watching your school, your university on national television. It is just an awesome opportunity here. So we wanted to take your calls. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Steve in Arlington. Steve, you're on the Fan with AWOL.
Yo, good morning. How we doing?
What's up, Steve?
I just want to say I'm a JMU alum, graduated in 2018. So I saw the end of the FCS era where we were really at our peak powers there, going up against North Dakota State. Went down for their one championship against Youngstown State. So, like, I've been there over this rise, and it's just been incredible. And I'm sick and tired of everybody saying that we can't compete. It's a safety issue. You shouldn't be in. Who's to say we can't win today? Who's to say? I love the points. I love their team total. I think we compete today. I'm just super excited again. I think it's – even if we end up getting smacked, I love it. I just love every second of this. All the haters the last couple of weeks have been like, we can't compete. We can. And we have the players. We have the personnel. So I'm excited for today.
Steven, I'm so with you, and it pisses me off too. And I didn't even go to JMU. Like, everybody forgets that the best college football game of my lifetime was Boise State beating Oklahoma. And everybody forgets that Appalachian State took down Michigan. What's the difference between that and JMU versus Oregon?
Exactly. And on top of that, you got to think, we were competing with North Dakota State. And what does North Dakota State do any single time they go and play a Power 4 team early in the year? They compete against them. It's ridiculous to say that this is a game that is just a pushover, right? So, again, I can't wait for today. Don't be surprised if they win. Do not be surprised. And they're definitely going to compete. I really do not envision a 3-4 touchdown blowout. This is not what JMU does. They do not get blown out. They compete. They have a standard that they meet, and, you know, I'm just super excited for it.
What would you say are the JMU keys to victory?
I would definitely say I think Alonzo is going to have to pass the ball effectively today. I think Oregon knows that they are a very effective run team. So I think Alonzo's going to have to hit some passes. If you saw in that conference championship game, it was really cold that day, and they weren't passing the ball well. They hit one big play, and that's what JMU's offense has really been, a lot of big plays. I think they need to be more consistent in the pass game. And if they do that, mix with the run and really get Oregon thinking about, man, what are these guys doing? I think they can really push Oregon. I think the defense will be fine. I think the defense is an elite unit, an underrated unit, that can compete. Obviously, the tight end in Oregon is a matchup nightmare. He's a freak. He's going to get drafted way early in the NFL draft. But, like, I mean, I just think they can compete. I think they can compete. So, again, I'm excited today. So it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, good call, man. Appreciate you chiming in. And, you know, the other thing I will say about this Oregon team, like we already talked about Penn State, is I didn't think Iowa was that good either, and they won 18-16. That's got to be the type of game plan for JMU. Keep it close, keep yourself in this game, run the football, and then you got to hit one of your play-action shots. Like he said, Barnett's going to have to find a way to air it out a little bit. Let's go to John in Alexandria. What's up, John? You're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hello there.
What's up?
You said it exactly right. I've had kids that went to JMU from 2012 to 2016, and I saw it building, going to those games. You could see the town all coming out to the JMU team. Now, they built it to a point where they're recruiting players that can play at D1. I think 15 players went to Indiana with the prior coach. And I really think if they have ball control and they don't, and of course, no turnovers, if they can do that, they can play with Oregon. They can be in this game. They have nothing to lose. And you're right. The money is so big. They've got $4 million just making the playoffs. And now if they can win this game, there'd be more money. But but I think it's true. There's all this disrespect. It goes all the way back to the JMU basketball team in the 80s. I believe they beat North Carolina in the NCAA tournament in the first year in like 82 or something. It's like the programs have been building over the years. They've had great coaches in different sports. And I think he just says exactly right, and also the last caller, Stephen, that they just have to do that balanced attack. This Oregon team is going to be ready to just rout them. But JMU has nothing to lose, and they're a really good team, and they can play. They can play with them. They've proven they can play with D1 teams. I don't think we have to think about Appalachian State or these other things. This is JMU, and I hope they can build the other half of the stadium. It's not a complete stadium yet. With this money, they could. It's just a great day. I agree with the exact way that you talked about everything building, and I really think they can win the game. Not actually compete. They can win this game.
Hey, I appreciate the call. Thanks for chiming in. You mentioned ball knowledge. Lefty Drizel was the head coach at JMU after Maryland in the 80s and early 90s, and this JMU football program has been building and building over the last 15 years to deserve an opportunity like this. And, you know, let's see what they can do on the big stage here. But this is going to be a battle against Oregon. I would have loved Ole Miss. I was dying for Ole Miss. I would have relished the opportunity for Texas Tech out of the Big 12 or Miami or Virginia at an ACC. Unfortunately, I do think Oregon is one of the top three teams in this whole thing. But look, this is why you play the games. It's going to be a ton of fun tonight. And I can't wait for this opportunity. Like I said, I didn't even go to JMU, but I love the local story and hoping that they have a chance. Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take more of your phone calls next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.